Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, security breaches, disruptive drones and that decision to turn down a request to answer questions from politicians. Dublin Airport Authority CEO Kenny Jacobs will be in the studio with me in just a moment. Also today, high prices are here to stay, says the Taoiseach, so what can be done about it? The UK Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab, as you just heard there in the news, has resigned. We'll have the very latest from Westminster. Are quiet carriages on our trains really working? Brian O'Connell reports. Fionn Davenport takes us on a staycation trip around the country. And if you're looking for something to watch at the weekend, recommendations on the way for the best romantic comedies to see. We'll bring you a flavour of Callan's Kicks and we'll also kick around the stories that made the headlines this week when we're joined by the Friday Gathering. Now, our text number, as always, is 51551. You can email todaycb@rte.ie and on Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. So, Kenny Jacobs, Chief Executive of the Dublin Airport Authority, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today. We've a lot to get through, but I want to start with that decision not to appear before the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport. Now, that's been described by some TDs and senators as intolerable and unacceptable. So why did you turn down the invite?
Well, the invite that I got was to come in and talk about three things. First of all, our plans for the summer. Secondly, some ongoing investigations based on whistleblower claims on security. Mm-hmm. And the third thing being noise. On the whistleblower and the noise piece, there's current investigations and legal process going on with those two. So I wouldn't be able to talk about two of those topics. On the first topic on summer readiness, I sent the JOC a very comprehensive plan on where we are with our security staffing, where we are with our operational staffing and our plan for the summer, and we're in a good place. I was at the JOC only 11 weeks ago. And, you know, they've asked me to come in during a very, very busy Easter period where we've got 100,000 people going through Dublin Airport each day. We also had the American president here for 4 days last week. So it's a very busy time. My focus and our focus is on the summer and getting passengers through the terminal. We gave them a very good update. I'm a big fan of Oireachtas oversight, and I've said that I will go in there at the earliest possible time once we're through the peak of the summer.
Because we had Timmy Dooley on here, who's a member of the committee, and he sounded insulted, you know, that you didn't say, well, I can't make it on the day that you want me, but I'll come in maybe in 2 weeks' time or 10 days' time. He said that would be the normal procedure. But to say that you're too busy until the autumn is just a step too far for them.
Claire, the summer is a very, very busy period for Dublin Airport. We'll have 100,000 people going through on the peak day. So my focus has to be on the passengers that we've got, the airline customers that we've got, and making sure that Dublin Airport has a very good summer. I've great respect for the committee. I will be at the committee again.
There'll be members of the committee listening to this today and they'll say, well, you made time to be here in this studio this morning.
And I live close to here and this will take half an hour of my day. I was at the committee 11 weeks ago and it takes a full day. Okay. So look, it's important. Their oversight is important. I will be there again. I gave them a very good comprehensive overview and we're in contact regularly with members of the committee in terms of where we are with our plans for the summer.
You'll know they have the power to compel people to appear. How would you feel about that? Would you be embarrassed if they sought those powers in regard to you?
I wouldn't be embarrassed. I'd go in and I'd tell them where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just agree to go in the first place, you know.
Yeah, but you got to balance things. Look, we're running a business. We're running a multinational business. Dublin Airport is Ireland's national airport. Mm-hmm. We're in a very busy peak period. Once we're through that period, I'm happy to go in and that's my plan.
Can I talk to you about one of the issues that they wanted to talk to you about? And this was this security breach where someone got through without a boarding pass, without a ticket and actually managed to get on a plane. Now, that's very worrying for people.
It was a breach and it was something that shouldn't have happened. That happened at the end of March. Someone got through without a boarding pass. Now, they were security screened. So that person and their belongings were put through the security screening, which is the most important thing. And our multi-layered approach to security led to that person being taken off a plane by airport police and then they were handed over to An Garda Síochána. So look, it shouldn't have happened. We are investigating how did that happen and what's the training procedures that we have in place around that. But ultimately, the most important thing is that person was screened. They were taken off a plane. plane, were handed over to the Garda Síochána and were since prosecuted. So that did work, and I think it does reflect that passenger safety is the number one priority that we have.
But I suppose you've no way of knowing if that's happened before and people, you know, didn't realise and that person may have travelled.
I'm very comfortable where security's at with Dublin Airport. Look, the biggest thing I can say about security is, look, that this is probably one of the most regulated industries in the world. We have regular, independent, national and international oversight of Dublin Airport and any airport. But ultimately, look, for 4 days of last week, you had the American president with an entourage of 200. You had over 20 US aircraft in Dublin Airport for 4 days. Does anybody think that would have happened if there was a concern around security at Dublin Airport? It wouldn't have happened.
And which gate did it happen at, or which security pass? Because some of them you have to yourself, you have to flash your boarding card, don't you, on the machine, and other places it's manually inspected.
Yeah, so it happened at T2. In T1, you scan the piece of paper or you scan your phone. In T2, it's manually inspected. What this individual did was they ghosted behind a large group of people going through T1. So look, it shouldn't have happened and we regret it, and it was a breach. But the more important thing is that they and their belongings were scanned and that they were taken off a plane.
And there's going to be a procedure review again, so it can't happen.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, has been warned by a whistleblower about security screening. You touched on this in your first answer there. And this whistleblower says that security screening is not fit for purpose and leaves risks for a possible terrorist attack. What's your response to that?
Look, that's a whistleblower claim. It's under investigation and there will be a process going on. So I'm limited in what I can say, but I will reiterate what I've said. Look, there is huge regulation. Every regular independent regulation here by the IAA, the Irish regulator, but also by the EU regulators. That's just part and parcel of a very regulated industry that aviation is. And does anybody think that the American president would have come here if security was a concern at Dublin?
Well, I mean, you would have had everything in place for him and for his entourage. But this whistleblower alleges that the staff training that's in place at the moment is below par, is leading to below par security screening and is leading to vulnerabilities in the system.
I'm very comfortable with the staff training and I'm very comfortable with the security that we have. And I'm very comfortable with the oversight that is on us here in Ireland and by Europe to make sure that security is in the right place. And it is. But I can't really say more than that because there's a whistleblower claims. It's an investigation. We should let that conclude.
Yeah, I suppose. And yet we had somebody getting on a plane with no boarding pass and no ticket.
But they were screened at security, which is the more important thing. I mean, ultimately, Claire, you could go and buy a Ryanair ticket for €20 and you'd have a boarding pass. The more important thing, that more than the boarding pass,
I know
is
what you're saying,
you
that the bags are screened. Yeah. What about this summer then? Because everyone remembers last summer, really long queues, missed flights, the tents outside. Is that going to happen again?
It's not going to happen again. I think we're in a good place for this summer. It will be very busy. I think traffic volumes will be close to 2019 levels. But if I take the Easter period, we got 92% of all the passengers travelling through Easter got through security in 20 minutes. That's about 100,000 people a day. So actually Easter for us is a bigger test than the summer, which is 3 months. So I'm comfortable the summer will be good. It will be busy, but it absolutely won't be a repeat of the scenes last year.
So no tents?
Tents have been gone since January 9. The barriers are gone since January 9. We're in a much better place. And if I take, you know, every day since the start of the year, we've gotten 92% of people through security in 20 minutes. So we recently announced the travel advisory for the summer. So we're saying to the Irish public, if you're flying from Dublin this summer and you're flying short haul, be in the terminal 2 hours before you fly. Last year's advice was be in the terminal 4 hours before you fly. Mm-hmm. So the summer will be busy. It won't look anything like last summer. We've worked really, really hard. We've a very good team and the team have worked hard. We're in a much better place and I can assure the travelling public, go ahead and book your flight. Dublin Airport will be busy, but our intention is that you get through security in less than 20 minutes.
Okay, and you're confident you can do that? I know the regulator says it should be no more than 30 minutes. Are you saying to people you'll get through in 20?
Yeah, the regulator gives us a regulated target and charge based on 30 minutes. Our internal target is 20 minutes. Ultimately, I'd like us to get to a place where we can say 15 minutes is our target, that 90% of people get through in 15 minutes. But that's what I'm saying today to the travelling public, that our target is that 90% of people will get through in less than 20 minutes over the course of the summer. We've staffed up, so ultimately that takes us having 815 staff in security. At the moment, we've got 750. We need 815 by the start of June, and I'm comfortable that we'll get there.
And they'll be trained up and ready to go
by
that time.
Trained up and ready to go.
Every time we talk about the airport on the programme, people get in touch with us saying how dirty it is. overflowing bins, nappies all over the place, dirty restaurant tables and so on. What's happening with that?
A lot has happened on that already. So we've changed the approach that we've taken to cleaning. We've actually got a new contract in place with cleaning. We've doubled the number of cleaning times that we have in each of the 500 toilets that we've had. We've also changed the approach with the food and beverage locations. So the restaurants and the bars will be cleaned more often. We've opened up new restaurants and bars this summer. So generally the facilities and the standards for getting a coffee, having something to eat, using the toilets would be in a totally different place than it was.
But you accept there was a
absolutely
problem.
I fully accept that.
And people were saying to us that they felt that some of the cleaning staff were being moved on to other duties because they had security clearance at that time when there was a pinch point.
That happened last year. That won't happen this year. So last year, a lot of the operational staff were brought into security because there was a shortage of security staff. This year, that won't happen.
Mm-hmm. What about the price caps imposed by the regulator? The amount you can charge each passenger coming through, it's capped at around €8, isn't it?
It's capped around €8 and it's just too low.
What do you need it to be?
I think we need a modest increase. Look, we are the lowest price capital city airport in all of Europe. And I don't think anybody would say that Dublin is a lowest price capital city on anything else.
So what's a modest increase or what should it be?
A modest increase was putting us into double digits. We still want to stay a really low priced airport. We don't want to be like a Heathrow. You know,
Is that 10 or is it 20?
It's not 20. So I think it's closer to 10 than 20. It's certainly not Heathrow. You know, the Heathrow charge is close to 5 times the charge at Dublin. If I take the Dublin charge, what we're allowed to charge airlines in the next 3 years, it's 30% less than we were allowed to charge in 2019. So the charge has actually gone backwards, while airfares, for example, have gone up 30% in the past 2 years. So it makes our job difficult. It makes delivering resilience and operational standards difficult when that regulated charge is just too low.
And what's the response when you ask to have that increased?
The response will be that we have to go through this through a process with the regulator. And look, we are supporters of independent price regulation. We just question this decision and the methodology behind this decision, particularly in light of the learnings that aviation should have on the back of COVID and what happened last year. We all need more staff. We all want to be able to deliver a better product to the travelling public. Mm-hmm. I would love us to have 1,000 security staff so that we can ultimately get to 15 minutes being the security target that we have, that we get you through in 15 minutes. But we do need the charge to go up to allow us to do that all year round.
So you're saying that this price cap is holding you back from hiring the number of staff that you need, even though you have just assured us that everything's going to be okay this summer?
We will make other choices. It won't hold us back from hiring the number of staff that we need. I want to make sure that we have the right number of staff and ultimately reduce the security target. The regulated target on security is that you should spend 30 minutes going through security. I think that's the wrong target. I think the travelling public should spend 15 minutes going through security.
So what are the compromises that you're making?
Look, ultimately the compromises you make then are on the other cost lines that you have within the business. It'll be the amount of profit that you make as a business.
And what you can pay your staff?
I think what we pay our staff is, that's one of the choices, but 95% of unionised staff voted in favour of a pay deal as late as December. So I think staff are happy with what we pay. Ultimately, the security roles can be up to €21 an hour. So I think we've put things in the right place there. But ultimately, the regulated charge is just too low. You know, I've worked in the airline business. I know airlines love coming to fly at Dublin Airport because it's just the lowest priced capital city airport in Europe to fly to and from. We want modest increase.
But then if it goes up, it won't be attractive to them anymore as attractive.
I think it'll be as attractive. I think it'll be as attractive. If we see a modest increase in the charge, I don't see an exodus of airlines to and from Dublin Airport. It's a really attractive. Look, the demand from airlines is very, very strong and I would see that continuing.
So are you in that process now to seek the increase?
That takes many years. We're in the process now of we've challenged the decision with a High Court appeal. That will happen in the autumn. And I think that would be just a new way of us explaining why we think the charge needs to be increased to give us the operational resilience that we need.
So you have to go to court to challenge it?
We don't have. If you want to challenge it in the near term, you do. Ultimately, it's a multi-year process where the charge gets reviewed. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to wait for a 3-year process for that to be reviewed. We're going to say, can we fast track it to get the charge up?
Now, at Shannon and Kerry, those regional airports, they have done away with the liquids rule, the one that drives everybody mad. And I'm sure it drives you mad as well because it causes delays. When are you going to get to that point in Dublin across the board? I know you have it at one point.
We'll get there across the board at the start of 2024. So what's different for us? I mean, this is called the C3 scanning technology. This is you not having to take the liquids out of your bag, as you said. So it's a better experience for passengers going through security. It's also much better from a compliance and safety point of view. We've got 30 lanes across Terminal 1 and Terminal 2 in Dublin. So it's much, much bigger than Shannon and Kerry. Kerry, for example, would have one lane. I think Shannon has three. So it will take us a bit longer to do it, but it's a great solution. This is like moving from X-ray technology to CAT scan technology. And we will get there in Q1 2024 is our plan. And it will be a game changer for us.
And the drones were a game changer too, in that they stopped flights. And I know that both the Transport Minister and the DAA were criticised for delays in dealing with drones.
I think we've moved very, very quickly. So the state decided to give us the responsibility of dealing with drones in the short term. I think I understand that it's still the state's ultimate objective that the state will deal with this, because we've now got the drone kit. Within 3 weeks of being instructed to take responsibility, we sourced and we got the drone kit in place. The Airport Fire Service have been trained on it. So we're ready to go from a training point of view. Now, after we got the kit, the IAA, the aviation regulator, and ComReg, the communications regulator, gave us a list of new requirements that we'd have to comply with from a regulatory point of view. We're working through those requirements with IAA and ComReg, and I hope that it'll be in the weeks ahead that we'll be able to deploy the drone technology if we need to. Ultimately, I hope we don't need to, because nobody should be using a drone near Dublin Airport. That's a criminal offence, and no drones should be crossing into the perimeter. But this will give us an extra layer of defence. That will be good, because that will reassure the public and that will reassure the airlines that no flight should be disrupted because a drone is in the airfield.
But why did we have to wait for the problem to cause such disruption before the solution was found? Because other airports had dealt with this, hadn't they? They had solutions in place.
Other airports like Gatwick and Heathrow, no other airport in Ireland. So I think this is an Ireland problem, and I think Ireland needs a solution to this. You know, we now have a piece of technology that can take a drone down or send a drone back to where it came from at Dublin Airport. We'll be able to use it quite soon. But if you had a drone at Shannon Airport, for example, how would they be able to deal with it? So you don't need a Dublin Airport solution to this. We need an Ireland solution to this.
And I want to ask you as well about these plans that are, we suspect, coming to charge people for drop-off and collection at Dublin Airport. What's happening?
We've been granted planning permission because we applied for that a good while ago. We don't have any current plans to charge people for drop-off.
But why would you go for planning permission?
It was part of planning permission for a number of things.
Yeah.
And we wanted to just look about the whole ramp up and the ramp away from T1 and T2. But we don't have any current plans or any plans in the near future to charge for drop-off.
But it'd be one way to solve your cash flow problem that you've been telling us about, wouldn't it?
It wasn't done from that point of view. It was really done from a point of view of over congestion and safety of vehicles on the ramp, particularly at T1, and that was something that we were trying to solve, but it was part of a planning application that has been granted. But we don't have any current plans to charge for drop-off.
Okay, and people will be concerned about that. No, Senator Regina Doherty was one who asked you to clarify those plans, because the question was always there, well, why are you looking for planning permission if you're not going to do it? You have it in your back pocket. That's the fear.
Nothing's going to happen soon.
That's your final word on it.
That's my final
word. Nothing's going to happen soon.
And soon, and it's a long soon.
All right. And we had Eddie Wilson on the programme recently from Ryanair. He was talking about his concerns about the French air traffic control strikes. They have the ability to have a massive impact across the whole of Europe. How can you prepare for something like that and how it might affect your operations?
Well, it affects the airlines' operations more than it affects the airport's operations, because the airlines will end up having to fly around France to get you to Portugal and get you to Spain and Italy. I fully support Ryanair's point of view, and I've signed their petition. I think everybody should sign their petition, because I think this is something that Europe needs to deal with and finally take this problem away, because it happens every summer and it's regrettable. I mean, if you're sat in the tarmac at any airport in Ireland and there's a delay this summer, it's most likely because French air traffic control is causing those delays.
But I think it's
a European problem that needs to be solved at a European level.
Okay. Kenny Jacobs, thank you for coming in, Chief Executive of the Dublin Airport Authority. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.